behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday the 15th of September. There are warnings of gales in Viking, South Utsira, Forties, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall and Malin. The general synopsis at midnight, low Rockall 985, expected northwest Fisher 987 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromartie, Forth. Cyclonic, becoming northwesterly later, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Viking, South Utsira and Forties, and 4 elsewhere. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger. Southwest, veering northwest, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, southeast, 6 to gale 8, veering southwest, 4 to 6, veering northwest later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Southwest, veering west, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, except in Portland and Plymouth, decreasing 4 or 5 later in Plymouth. Squally showers, moderate or good. Biscay, west or northwest, 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Fitzroy, northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south. Showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. North Fitzroy, Sole, westerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Sole, backing southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. West or southwest 7 to severe gale 9, veering west or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 later in Fastnet. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, southwest Rockall. Northwesterly 6 to gale 8, backing westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Squally showers, moderate or poor, becoming good later. Northeast Rockall, Malin, cyclonic 3 to 5 at first in north, otherwise northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in south. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. Easterly or northeasterly, backing northerly, then northwesterly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in southeast Fair Isle and 3 in Bailey. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, northeasterly, 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally poor. Now, here are the weather reports from coastal stations issued at 0400 on the 15th of September. Tyree Automatic, southeast, 3, slight rain, 6 miles, 985, falling slowly. Stornoway, east, 5, 35 miles, 987, falling slowly. Lerwick, east, 4, 22 miles, 995, falling. Lucas, northwest by west, 1, 19 miles, 985, falling. Bridlington, southwest, 5, 991, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west, 8, 2 miles, 1003. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west southwest, 8, 2 miles, 1006. Jersey, west by south, 6, 6 miles, 1010, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west, 7, 2 miles, 1007. Scilly Automatic, west by south, 6, 5 miles, 1008, rising more slowly. Valentia, west by south, 6, recent rain, 5 miles, 1002, rising. Ronaldsway, southwest, 6, 13 miles, 988, falling more slowly. Malinhead, southwest by south, 4, slight showers, 22 miles, 986, rising slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Monday, the 15th of September. The general situation, an area of low pressure will become slow moving over the North Sea during Monday. The weather will remain unsettled with either rain or squally showers, and it will be very windy near English and Welsh coasts where there will be gales. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Easterly or northeasterly, backing northerly, then northwesterly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in east. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Cyclonic, 3 to 5, becoming west or northwest, 4 to 6. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest, 3 to 5, veering west or northwest, 4 to 6. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in south, veering westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6 later. Showers, perhaps becoming thundery, good, occasionally moderate. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southwesterly, veering westerly later, 6 to gale 8. Showers, perhaps becoming thundery, good, occasionally moderate. From Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly, 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 at times, then veering westerly 5 to 7 later. Squally showers, moderate or good. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or southwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 close inshore. Showers, squally at first, moderate or good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest, 6 to gale 8, veering west, 5 to 7, then occasionally 4 later. Showers, squally at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in far west. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest, 7 to severe gale 9, veering west or northwest, 5 or 6 later. Showers, squally at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first near Pembrokeshire. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwest, 7 to severe gale 9, veering west or northwest, 6 to gale 8. Showers, moderate or good. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in south and 5 later in north. Squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, southwest, 6 to gale 8, veering west or northwest, 5 to 7. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in south. Showers, thundery at times, good, occasionally moderate. From Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable, 3 or less at first in far north, otherwise westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly, 4 to 6. Showers, thundery at times, good, occasionally moderate. From Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable, 3 or less at first in north, otherwise westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6. Showers, perhaps thundery at times, good, occasionally moderate. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northeasterly, backing northerly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, then backing northwesterly later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shetland Isles, east, backing north, then northwest later, 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, time now for Prayer for the Day with the Reverend Catherine D'Souza.
Good morning. It's amazing to think how much technology has advanced within just a few decades. On this day in 1997, the domain name google.com was registered. What began as a simple search engine has grown into one of the most influential tools in modern life. It's claimed that 9.5 million searches are made every minute. To Google has even become a verb, so common is our habit of turning to it whenever we need information. And now, with the rise of artificial intelligence, our ability to search, learn, and discover is expanding faster than ever before. We live in a world that is constantly searching. looking for information, for connection, for meaning. Yet the deepest questions of life cannot truly be answered by a search engine. Who am I? Why am I here? What is my purpose? These aren't questions of data, but of the heart. And the Bible reminds us that the one who holds the answers is God himself. Through the prophet Jeremiah, God speaks this promise. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Jesus assures us that those who seek will find. Unlike an internet search, which can return countless results of varying accuracy, the search for God leads us directly to truth. In him, we discover love, forgiveness, guidance, and purpose. Perhaps today, as we type questions into search boxes and scroll through results, we might be reminded of the greater search, the one for God himself. Lord, thank you that when we search for you, you promise to be found. Help us to seek you above all else, to know your love, and to live with the purpose you give. Amen.
Catherine D'Souza. And now Farming Today with Kaz Graham.
Good morning. Today, British cheesemakers say they've got a raw deal on export tariffs to the US compared to their EU competitors.
It's going to be very damaging, and I feel a bit let down by the politicians, to be honest. I feel that, you know, we just haven't done a good enough deal. You can't dress it up.
More on that shortly. First, though, if you live in the countryside, it's likely that your local authority gets 40% less funding than an urban one. You will pay 20% more council tax, and it's harder to find a dentist, a doctor, a bank, or a bus. And those figures from the Rural Services Network may not come as news to you. We're going to take a look at rural services all this week. And to get the ball rolling, I've been talking to Kerry Booth from the Rural Services Network. I asked her if people in rural areas really do get worse public